Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, in Blog Talk Radio and podcast. Welcome to an episode of Counselors to Healing. And today we're talking about letting it go and going with the flow. In a nutshell, balancing wellness with entrepreneurship and a family. In my particular circumstance, my family is I have currently a one and a half year old and a husband. Excuse me. And I also have a holistic healing process and a few new endeavors. And I am doing a radio show from the house. They probably hear them screaming. This show I did cut a little bit short. So it's about 20 minutes. And this is for everybody that's like, wow, you know what? I want to be able to take care of my family and grow my business and have sanity. And right now I'm feeling overwhelmed. What do I do? Or I'm thinking about doing those things and I want to make sure I don't do it in a very unbalanced, unhealthy way. So for me, I'm going to give you my perspective and my journey and what's been going on and how I stay sane with the things that I love. Because as you see in the show description, I talk about the fact that we all need to feed our soul and follow our heart, even when we're living a serious life. And maybe you've had some really tough times, but finding those little moments of joy. And it could just be a simple walk and admiring a beautiful tree or smelling a scent. Those things help you get through your day. And so I'm going to go more in detail as to what specifically I do. So my new endeavors, not only have I been growing my practice through clients doing one-on-one sessions, I have also just totally spontaneously one day decided that I wanted to bottle my own essential oils and get them from the source and get certified organic essential oils, even if it's only 20 varieties, and actually be able to work with the essential oils and say to my clients, it's right here. Just what you're looking for, just the scent that you love, it's right here, and you can buy it. And I'm also a Young Living rep, which is fabulous. And so I'm a wholesaler over there. So wherever I don't carry, people are very welcome to go on Young Living and order anything over there. I like things that are pure and organic. So for me, I feel good when I see my source that I'm getting my own oils from are certified organic. And also Young Living, I'm very confident that their products are organic and they say they do not use any harmful chemicals on their products. And they actually buy their own farms and oversee their own farms. So you can tell by the oils. When I use them, I know they're pure. I've used oils for so long. So let's help all you people out there that are trying to have some balance and grow your bottom line as well. No matter what you do, no matter what it is, you have your family and you have a business, and then you have this thing within you called emotions of the soul, and you need to feed it. So how do you balance all that? Hi, guys. I'm back. I have no idea how long I was out. I was very busy focusing on the content and a lot of positive, inspirational information. And I don't know when our call dropped. My phone has not dropped a call in my house for a very long time. So actually a little bit surprised about that. Well, I'm just going to leave at where I was just ending my conversation. What you really want to focus on is if you're trying to build your business and trying to do it in balance, what helps give you the inspiration and the energy to find the time and motivation to do it is to be doing something that you totally love. Now, my new endeavors are things that I've been doing for a while for myself and sharing with everybody. Now I'm actually making a business out of it. One day, a light bulb just went off, like, ding, 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 wait a second. Why are you just giving up all this business when people are literally asking, where do I buy the essential oils from? Where do I get the herbs? You know, so one day it's just like, and plus, I like to know the source. I love the fact that I'm literally bottling my certified organic essential oils. It's a very small endeavor. Essential oils are expensive, so I only have about 20 or under varieties. And so I get to touch the oils. I get to smell the oils. I get to package the herbs. It's stuff that I love. It's not a drag. When the big box comes in and I start to open up the bottles and put on the labels and, you know, I get my area clean, it's like, even though it's more work, you know, I don't mind. It's not really work because when I'm sterilizing my environment and I'm putting the kids in a good, safe place and I'm in a totally separate in my workroom and, you know, I'm being inspired on how to make the, even though it's taking more effort on my part, it's fun. And I'm thinking about, ooh, this person is going to love this. Oh, another toddler moment. They're fighting over the monitor right now. I just let them have it so I can finish the show. I actually really love the effects that my things have on people. You know, it's like, okay, I've been using this herb forever, or I've researched these herbs, and it shows that it has all these amazing effects. And I've been using them on myself, and people that are into herbs, they use them and they see the effects. Or, you know, I've been recommending them to family and friends. Now I actually have this frankincense bottle. And if you love the smell and you've researched it and you like the things it does too, you can actually buy it from me. And I'm all for small local business, or just buying small from the little guy instead of giant corporations that are millionaires. You know, the little guys need a break. It's all about entrepreneurship and helping out the little guy again. My balance. And then what I'll do is, you know, if I have an order that I'm making, I fit it in between what I'm doing as a mom and as a practitioner. I'm like, okay, well, in my mind, all right, well, we're going to have dinner, and then I'll have like a half an hour to spare before I go to the office, and I'll balance myself, and I'll do a little bit of bottling before I go. And then I'm even going to need 5 minutes to go out and put my bare feet on the earth. Those are the things that really help me. So what makes you tick? What gives you sanity? Those are the things you have to do to feed your soul. Now, I don't have an immediate family that I'm very close with, and I see often. I very rarely see any of my blood relatives. They haven't been really available to help me with childcare due to, you know, their own lives and health issues, et cetera. So that was really tough for me, finding the balance, because I needed the help. I mean, I did. I'm also a caretaker for the elderly, so I was relying on being able to work. But that all stopped, and then we were just relying on one income. So after I got over the total panic and just despair of not having a support system, I was like, you know what? How can I still make this work from home, also go to the office, and make 10 times the amount of money that I was making before in an hour? Because that's the money, that's the time that I have, but I'm also adding so much value to people's lives. So I'm happy because I am a healer and I am a spiritual reader. And that was my natural, also one of my really strong natural talents, is to help balance people's energy and give them peace. Inner peace is one of my talents. I can obviously feel energy, and just a natural reader. I can tune into situations and help people move past blocks. So I decided to actually take my skills. So what skills, what actual skills do you already have? How can you offer value to people? Think about that. And that's what I did. I totally changed, like, okay, I could be a home health aide and make $11.25 an hour for the rest of my life, very rarely get a raise and work 40 hours and bust my back. Or the value that I can offer people with my natural skills, and I also educate myself and get a lot of certifications and have degrees. With my natural skills, I can make a lot more money, and I don't have the guilt attached to money anymore like I used to. Can you go from making such little money to actual quality of life kind of money when you're adding value to people? There's a shift that takes place in your mind. So I had to let go of the guilt there. And now I'm like, wait a second. People decide what they want to spend their excess money on. And if I'm adding, honey, I'm almost done. You can quiet, go play with us. If I'm adding great value to people's life with my services, I'm happy. And so think about what you can do. Guys, it's almost done. There's only 1 minute left. You want to come up? Okay, cool. Good job. So what can you do? What do you have to offer? Maybe you already have the skill, okay? And you're like, all right, I need to find something where I have more control so I feel more balanced and I can have a little more time with my family. But maybe you actually need to take your skills that you already have where you're at and build your own business. And I always say, let it be a slow transition, you know, keep the money flowing, but at the same time, keep your business growing. That's going to be another show. Keep the money flowing and keep your new business growing. So never just totally quit what you're doing because you want to have some stability and you want to have some money to invest in your new business. So I'm not sure how much you guys heard. Like I said, my phone dropped as I was just rambling on. So I'm going to go back and listen to the show and probably do another one when I have time again. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Go to my website, www.kellyroy.com. See a few of my one-on-one services I offer. And you can also call me if you have an interest in my organic essential oils or herbs. I do small batch, and it's nice to have. Thanks for the name. Thanks, everybody. So let it flow and let it go. Have a great day. Bye-bye.